ask a simple question. What is the challenge with a guy like Julio? It seems to be the could do just about everything, it seems like.
He can. You know, the thing that when I think about Julio Jones, he's a really gifted man that has come in the league with all those natural abilities, but he doesn't just rest on the abilities that he has. He's worked extremely hard to become a better receiver, and that's why he's an elite receiver. A lot of guys come in this league with great ability, and they rest on their natural ability. He hasn't done that. He's a guy that's come in this league, learned how to run the complete route tree, plays extremely hard, he blocks, he can get in and out of breaks, catch the ball away from his body. Just really impressed with the way that he has come in the league with so much ability and worked hard to become an elite player. And so I think he's a top five player, any position in this league. Not talking about receiver, any position. He's an elite player.
What did you think of Dimitri when he came back? And then secondly, what do you think of how he's played the last couple weeks?
It was good to see that he was in shape. First thing that, you know, when he was away, that he took time to make sure that he did the things that when he came back, he wouldn't have to be trying to catch up in a physical role. He's been thrust into a role that we really weren't expecting. We knew special teams would be something that he would do, but he's having to go out there and play as a starting corner, and he's been solid thus far.
What's this been like for you? You've gone from your top three guys who entering the season are all gone, and you've had to kind of pick up the pieces. Has this been any different, more challenging, anything along those lines for you?
Well, you know, every day in the NFL, I think, is really challenging. I think I try to coach the entire room. If Sam and D and Quentin were there, I would still be coaching Gunt and Meech and Josh as hard as I'm coaching them now. That really hasn't changed with the way that I'm coaching them. They're just the guys that are the 1, 2, and 3 right now. And so it's been challenging, but hey, that's what life is about. Life is about challenging, and you don't cry over spilled milk. You just go and you handle the things that you got to handle.
You impressed with the way that Gunter bounced back? He was looking at me. They threw a bunch of passes at him against the Bears, and they didn't get much of anything to accomplish against him.
You know, I don't know about bounce back or what have you. It is our job to go out there and play well. It's a week-to-week deal, and I think that he got the job done against the Bears. He had a harder day against Dallas. But the main thing that I'm focused on right now is – what are we going to do against Atlanta, you know, and then moving forward. So, you know, we learn from the experiences of the past, but I think he did do a nice job against the Bears, and hopefully we can do the same thing against Atlanta.
Joe, does Gunter, is he a guy, I mean, he has size, obviously, but does he play big? I mean, some big guys maybe don't use their size. Some small guys play bigger than they are. Does Gunter use his size?
I think that's his strength. You know, he has the length. He has very strong hands. He tries to get his hands on people. So you use your skill set, whatever your skill set is. Sam has great speed. He uses that. Gunn has the length and the strong hands, a lot like House had the length and the hands. You know, you use what you can have, what you have.
For a guy like Jones, you have to kind of tell your guys that even if they think they have him covered, it's going to get thrown there. I mean, you see so many situations where there's 3 or 4 guys around Jones, and they throw it to him anyway.
Yeah, you know, the quarterback's going to give him 50-50 balls all game long. And he should. I mean, he's produced in a way that he deserves to get those 50-50 balls. And you can never let up if, the deeper he gets down the field, the faster he gets. And so if you think at 20 yards you have him covered, you're wrong, because he's just getting started. He's a 100 runner. He's not a 40 runner. And so he's getting faster and faster, where most people top out at 40 yards. Well, he keeps going. So you have to make sure you're playing top shoulder, you're playing the proper leverage. If you're not, he's going to run by you. And he's done it many times this year. He's beaten cover 2, cover 3. He's beaten doubles. He's beaten 2-man. He's beaten every coverage pretty much that I've seen on film. He's taking advantage of it.
What has Sanu done well?
He's a good compliment, okay? You know, they use him in the slot. They use him outside. He runs with power. They like him in the screen game. He gets the ball. He gets upfield, and he goes right now. He can catch the ball away from his body. I think that the two of those guys together, they're a challenge. They're a challenge. Then you got to throw the tight end in there. You have to throw how they use the backs. I think the offensive coordinator has done an outstanding job of attacking each defense that he's faced. You know, their coverages, he's done an outstanding job of designing plays to attack each specific defense that they face. You know, you got to take your hat off to him.
Are there any principles you can take from what worked so effectively a couple weeks ago against Odell and implement them this week, or is Julio just a different type of guy?
Well, you know, what we did against Odell is, I'm going to answer it this way. I'm not going to sit here and allow them to look at this interview and figure out what we're going to do with Julio. All right, so, you know, we, next week, if next time I'm up here, if it worked, it worked. If it didn't, y'all let me know about it.
They're 4 inches difference.
Yeah, they're different skill sets, but what both of them can do, I understand what your question is. Both of them can run the route tree. Both of them can catch the ball away from the ball, you know. They're both good with the ball after the catch. Julio's much bigger. He's stronger. But the way that we're going to, you know, defend him, I don't want to talk about right now. You know, we're gonna let them figure that out on Sunday.
He would have been pretty young in his career at that time. But did you recruit him at all?
You know, I was working on. He was young. I think it was his junior year in high school. But he, you know, coming from Alabama, I knew all about Julio all the way up. Then when he went to Alabama, we had to see him at Auburn. You know, so I have just a lot of respect for him. And knowing that history about him, you know, I just know a little bit more about the kid, and I really respect him.